Հանուհոր և օրբո և օրբույն ծրբո ամեն։ Tomorrow, Armenians will celebrate Armenian Independence Day, September 21st. And we are going to celebrate the 29th anniversary of the independence of Armenia from the Soviet Union. And this past Thursday, Americans, at least on the website, on the calendar, on the calendar, it says it was Thursday, September 17th, Constitution Day. And that's the day we remember back in 1787 when the United States statesmen, all the founding fathers, signed the Constitution and it took effect. And in the news recently, we've heard lots about the elections that are coming up, the rights of Americans, freedom, and even independence and what that means to be independent. But really, I want to talk a little bit about independence and what that means. And to truly understand what independence is, we need to understand what dependence is. As I said in Armenian, in all European, Indo-European languages, the idea of being dependent upon something always requires that we use what, in the technical term, is called the ablative case. That is, we depend from something. We're hanging from something. And this is also true in English. If we look at the word, dependent literally means de, meaning from, and pendulum, pend, which means to hang. This is where we get the word pendulum from. We get the word pendant from, things that hang. So the idea is that when we depend from something or depend on something, everything is hanging from that one thing. Everything we receive comes from that one thing. And this can be help, supplies, food, nutrients, guidance, advice, protection, security, comfort, and even life itself depends upon or from that thing. This is why when we are independent, when we become independent, we must provide all those things for ourselves. And we hear this throughout history when nations break away. They become independent, and they now have to do everything on their own. Sometimes, often, I hear people say, well, Texas can always declare independence from the United States. We have that right. I don't know if that's true or not, but I say it will never happen. I don't think it will happen, because then Texas has to produce everything. It has to produce a military, a passport, a currency, and many, many, many other things. But this is also why, a couple weeks ago, when we celebrated the Feast of the Assumption of Mary and we did the blessing of the grapes, we repeat and we read Christ's words from the Gospel of John, where he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, I abide in him. And they will bring great fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. It is the American dream to be independent. And we teach this to children from a very, very young age, that they need to learn how to fend for themselves and to be independent. And we tell them, you need to know how to cook a meal by yourself when you go off to college. You need to know how to do your laundry. You need to know how to drive, and so on and so forth. And a little confession that I didn't say in Armenian, but I'll tell you now. I didn't learn to do my laundry until I got married. When I went to seminary, I would go home every weekend and have my mom do the laundry. So, God works in mysterious ways how to get you to learn. But independence can also cause many, many things such as stress, anxiety, and worries, which then can produce things like pride, apathy, not caring about anything or anyone, and also anger. Because when we try to do things and we don't succeed in those things, we get frustrated, we get upset, we become prideful. And so often, unfortunately, I hear today, people try to help others, and the one being helped gets mad and says, why are you trying to help me? You think I can't do it? I can't hold the door myself? I can't drive myself? I can't shop myself? is unfortunate. But then when we can't do it, we get frustrated and we struggle and we ask, why isn't anyone helping me? The opposite happens. Why is anyone trying to help me in this situation? If only I had the help, I would succeed. There was once a story of a father, and he has these boxes of books that he's trying to take to the second floor of his new house that he bought. And so as he has these books, he's taking a box of books and he's carrying them upstairs. And then what ends up happening is his little son comes over and says, Dad, what are you doing? And the father says, I'm trying to take these boxes up to the second floor. And he says, I want to help you. So the father says, okay, take some books if you can and take them up to the second floor. And so the father takes the whole box and walks up to the second floor. He puts them in the room. The son is nowhere to be found. So he starts walking down and he sees his son sitting on the stairs, about halfway up the stairs, sitting there with a puss on his face and a huge book next to him, probably an encyclopedia or a dictionary, one of those really thick books. And he's upset. And the father says, what happened? And the son says, I wanted to take this book up by myself. I wanted to bring it up by myself, but I can't because it's too heavy. And so the father, smiling, bends down and picks up the book in one hand, picks up the child, his son, in the other hand, and carries them both up the stairs. And he says, you should always remember that you can call upon me, and I will be there to help you, take you to where you need to go. Many people find ourselves in the place of the little boy in the story, where we take heavy loads on our shoulders. We think we can do everything, or that we need to do everything for our families, our friends, our church, our country, or sometimes we have everything placed upon us. And then we find ourselves in trouble, not being able to continue in life. If we allow God, who is our Heavenly Father, to come and help, He will. He'll pick us up and pick up the burden that we are carrying and take us to our destination. This is why in the Requiem service, the whole God and Peace of the Armenian Church, one of the gospel readings that we read from the Gospel of Matthew says, come to me, all of you who are tired and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will help you. But unfortunately, because we like to be independent, we don't like to depend on anyone else, we replace God with so many things that are temporary. We replace God with so many things that we think are going to help us, or that we think will numb the pain that we are suffering, the worry that we have, and will distract us from those things. And they can be money, drugs, medicine, food, phones, gossip, work, people's opinions, people's approval, people's praise, pornography, gambling, shopping, and sex. And these are just to name a few. But people use these. We use these things thinking that they will help us, they will distract us, and they will save us from the pain that we are suffering at that time. But in reality, all these things lead to destruction. They all lead to ruin, and they lead to more pain. It is God from whom, or upon whom, we must depend, and from whom all salvation comes. There was once a sign in a textile mill, and in this textile mill, the sign said, when your thread becomes tangled, call the foreman. When your thread becomes tangled, call the foreman. So a young woman one day, new to the job, is threading, as she's supposed to, one piece of cloth, and her thread gets tangled. And so she says to herself, I can straighten this out myself. I don't need to get anyone else involved. I can do this on my own. And she tried and she tried, and it only got worse and worse. And finally, she called the foreman. And the foreman comes over and starts to undo what needs to be done. And she apologizes. She says, I'm sorry, I did the best I could. And the foreman, responding to her, says, no, you didn't. To do your best means you should have called me in the first place when you got it tangled in the beginning. This is true also with God. When we get into trouble, we should not try to fix it ourselves. And sometimes we don't need to get other people involved, but we need to get God involved, and we need to call him to help. And sometimes God will use other people to help us get that thread untangled. It is my hope and it is my prayer that each of us who have difficulties in our lives will use this as an example that we must call upon God first when something happens and rely upon him and depend upon him so that he will come and show us the help we need. For as we remember what the psalm says, I looked up to the hills, to the mountains, from where my help arrived.